This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Today, we continue with a series of interviews that focus on student-athletes at Arkansas State. Men's basketball player Christian Willis has been conducting the interviews, and this is his interview with women's soccer player Olivia Smith.
Hi, I'm Olivia Smith. I'm about to be a senior, and I'm studying health sciences, and my plan is to become a physician's assistant.
So, what was your favorite game from this year?
One of my favorite games was playing K-State because they're Big 12, Big 10, one of the two. And, you know, we're not really the underdogs there. So, and we beat them 2-1, and it was amazing because we just knew, like, right then and there, we had a good streak about to come ahead of us.
What was the hardest opponent you faced this year?
Texas Tech was one of the harder ones. They have a lot of great players. We still only lost 1-0. I would say South Allen, our conference, was also a very difficult team. They're a very good team, but very well structured and things like that.
How long have you played soccer?
So I've played soccer since I was 3. Yeah, my parents lied about my age so I could play earlier because I wanted to play so bad. But yeah, I've played since I was about 3 years old.
Was it the only sport you played growing up, or did you play other sports?
I played some sports here and there, but nothing competitively like I did soccer, so mostly just soccer.
What's your favorite pair of cleats to wear?
So we wear Adidas here, so I would say, I guess, Adidas, and our new cleats this past year were pink and black, and so I love pink, so that was my favorite pair of cleats for sure.
Adidas or Nike?
Adidas, yeah, I can't portray my school like that, so Adidas.
It's a trick question.
What position do you play?
So I've started left back the past 2 years, my freshman and sophomore year, and then my junior year I've played left or right back, and then I started playing forward, center forward, or right or left forward halfway through the end of the season, and that's where I started starting during the conference tournament too. So yeah.
So, like, growing up, did you have, like, a particular player you tried to, like, model your game after?
You know, I've never really, like, watched soccer a lot like that. I've always watched, like, the women's soccer team play and thought they were awesome. But I've never, like, looked at someone like, dang, you know? I think they're all, like, amazing. I like Alex Morgan. I think she's really good, and Mia Hamm when you're growing up. But I've never, like, looked at someone and been really, you know, like, in awe, I guess. I mean, they're all amazing, so.
So kind of take me into how you guys had, like, such a great season this year.
You know, our seniors in the beginning, they really set, I guess, expectations. We all did, I think, the upperclassmen. And we had, like, great team chemistry from the start, I would say. We enjoyed our practices. We had good team bonding things. And, yeah, I think that, like, allowed us to – I mean, really connect with each other. I think that was really important and, like, a big aspect of us, like, with our success.
So early on when you guys, you know, first started practicing, I don't know if you guys had, like, scrimmage games and stuff, but did you guys kind of know in the beginning that you were going to be this good? Or did it kind of get you?
Yeah. I don't know what clicked, really, because, I mean, we've had such great, amazing players in the past, too, that have graduated. But we did newer things this year, so we would lift after games, like the day after, which we've never done in the past, and we're all sore, like, come on. But it really did help. And then we would be able to, our coaches allowed us to sign up once a week or twice a week, I guess, and do one-on-ones with the coaches, which really helped because, I mean, it gets you to, like, work what you really need to work on specifically. But then we did have scrimmages and stuff, and we worked really hard. Our work ethic was always really high. And I think just the one-on-ones and the extra, like, work with our strength coach, Jake Miller, like, it all really worked and really helped with our really good success this year.
So what is a typical day like for you guys during the season? Like, from the beginning of the day to, like, the end of the day?
Okay. So wake up, there's treatment from 6:30 a.m. to, I think, 6:30 to 9 a.m. So we have treatment with Chandler Stevens. She's the best. And then we go to class. you know, hopefully you can get like a 30-minute nap somewhere in that day. And then around 3, I'm leaving my room to go to practice, get taped, stretch, and then we have practice at 4. And then we ice bath after, which is like really fun. Not really. And then more treatment after if we need, sometimes film, things like that. So it's just a really hectic day. And then we're getting back to our room at probably 7 or 8, well, after we eat. And then you have time to do like some homework, and then you just want to go to bed. So it's like really, it's so stressful. Once we get this break, like, it's crazy because you realize how much time you don't have like during the season. It's crazy.
Did you battle any injuries this season?
In the beginning of the season, I had a concussion, so I was,
oh my God.
Yeah, so I was out for a couple of games, or I didn't play as much due to the concussion. So that was probably the biggest setback. I had little like bruises and stuff like that, but nothing that really. I pulled groin, but nothing that really made a big impact, you know, for a conference. So.
Did you talked a little bit about the one-on-ones that you guys could sign up with your coaches. So was that like a regular thing for you, like putting in work outside of practice?
Yeah, definitely. Because it's something you have to want to do. The coaches aren't going to reach out to you and ask if you want to do one-on-ones. They're going to, I mean, if you, especially if you're a player that maybe doesn't get as much minutes or you want to see the field more, or maybe just you're a starter and you just something you've been struggling with, it really gives you the responsibility, like, hey, you want to get out the field or you want to improve on this, like, you got to reach out to us, set up a time, you got to tell us what you want to work on, because we're not going to tell you what you got to work on. So it's something that I think the coaches were really good at like setting a standard for us as players to, like, if we know what we need to do, like, do it, because if you're not, like, you're not going to improve on that, or you might not get the minutes you want, things like that. So I thought it was really important. It really helped us with the success this year for sure.
So I saw that you guys were kind of a young team. So you guys got a lot of pieces coming back. So do you guys expect next year to be even better?
I think so. I mean, it really stinks that we have some of our, you know, seniors leaving, because they were also a huge part of the team. But I know this next coming, the freshman class, I think there's 10 or 12 of them. There's so many because there's so many juniors. I think we have 11 or 10 juniors. I forget now, but a lot of numbers. But I think it'll be really good because then we'll have a much bigger roster, and they're younger, but I know that they're high talent. So I think it's going to be really good for our team because we already have our junior class, our sophomore class, our freshman class now, and then the class that's coming in. I think it'll be really good. I think we can improve, and with this year setting a bar so high, it's going to have our expectations for everyone to be better and to like work harder and win the championship this time, not just get to it.
Right. So what do you personally plan on doing this offseason to help improve your game?
So I know Jake Miller, our strength coach, gave us some a workout packet to do, things like that. And I know during the spring we're going to have practices every day, and I know the coaches were struggling with trying to find a time for that. But we're going to definitely – I know I'm going to – I have a personal trainer at home for over break, so I'll be having him help us out, and he helps me – Sarah Sonoma, Victoria McIntosh, we work with him, and he's really helpful. And so I know I'll be doing that and hopefully getting some touches on the ball with them, since we all live in St. Louis, and they're both amazing players. But, yeah, so I think just working out and maintaining my shape so I don't lose that for the spring and for fall.
Do you feel like being an athlete has made you a better person?
Being an athlete, yeah, definitely. I mean, our team, our coaches really set standards for us when we go in the restaurants, like, you know, push in your chair, say thank you. Like, we have really good manners, and we have high expectations for when we're out in public or just with each other and having great manners. But I think it definitely helps you have a level of responsibility that you wouldn't, I guess, normally have. It's just a team. Your team is just so many, you know, being there on time management, and being responsible for yourself and, like, holding others accountable too, because we had that during season. We had accountability partners, so everyone had someone to be like, hey, you know, you're slacking, or you pick this up, or you got this. Like, I think it's really important. Being an athlete just helps you with, like, all around, makes you a better person for sure.
If you could play another sport, what would it be?
Oh, that's tough. I can't see myself not playing soccer, but I mean, I've watched basketball, women's basketball, and women's volleyball, and it's just so fun. Like, I wish I was good at those sports, so I'd probably have to say volleyball, but it sucks because I can't keep my nails long, but definitely volleyball. I don't know. Women's basketball sounds fun, too. It's hard to choose, but yeah, one of those two. Or tennis. Tennis sounds fun. Yeah.
Before the game, do you ever have, like, butterflies, or are you ever nervous before you go out there to compete?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm already an anxious person as it is, and especially, like, the bigger games, like K-State and Texas Tech, and once we got in the conference tournament, those bigger games, I, like, tend to tell myself, and I remember, like, Lindsay Brochu was, like, Liv, she was a senior last year. It's just another game, like, who cares? I'm like, you're right, but I just, yeah, I definitely get butterflies for sure.
What do you do in that moment to help, like, calm yourself and, like, calm?
Personally, I just, like, try to take some deep breaths. I'm like, I've played this sport since I was 3, so it's nothing different. It's another game, you know. Like, as long as you're not, like, trying to play to win, you're trying to play your best. So if you just play your best, you're going to be fine. So I try to tell myself, and I, like, say a prayer before the game, like, please help me play good. Yeah.
So do you kind of, like, play with an edge, like, when you're out there?
Yeah, for sure. I'm more of the aggressive players, I would say, on the team, for sure. Yeah, I definitely have the more aggressive side to me. So I definitely play with that edge because I love the game, like all, we all do, but I'm just a little more feisty, I guess you could say. So I definitely play with a different kind of edge, for sure. I think play with an edge.
Where did that kind of like that chip come from?
I don't know. Just growing up, my dad and I would like play together, and I'd push on him because we're really competitive, and just when I was younger, I guess he just kind of, my sister too, my older sister played soccer, so I always wanted to be competitive, and I knew like I couldn't get the ball with my speed, so I'd have to push her. So yeah, things like that, I guess. My dad was always like, come on, you got to play physical, and it's just like something you can't really be taught, but I guess, I don't know, from a young age, I was just, yeah, always feisty and wanted, very competitive, so I didn't want the ball taken from me, for sure.
What was recruitment like for you in high school? Like, did you have multiple schools, or was it just Arkansas State?
Yeah, I had different schools. I went to different, like, ID camps, so that's where you get, like, recognized by different college coaches, and I visited other places and things like that, but Arkansas State really stood out to me, especially, like, the coaching staff and everything.
What was something that drew you to the school? Because I know you probably took a visit or something like that. Like, what was it that made you decide, like, this school is the school I want to go to?
Yeah, they're really welcoming here. I guess it's like the Southern hospitality, and Coach Dooley specifically. I mean, I saw the dorms, and I saw that he showed us those, and I think those are big game changer, because you get your own room as an athlete and you don't get that many places. And then also like the welcoming atmosphere, like I said, and Coach Dooley was just really setting me these, showing me these expectations that he wanted and these goals he had for his upcoming class, which really helped me with my process. And the campus itself is just beautiful, and it's growing, and it's awesome.
Livia Smith is a soccer player for Arkansas State University, and we'll continue with our series of interviews of student athletes next week. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.